I love coffee, I love tea, I love the jive, a jive, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jive and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, boy. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, slip me a slug from the wonderful mug. I've got a rug till I'm stuck in the jug. A slice of onion and a raw one. Draw one. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee. I love tea. I love the jabber jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabber and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, Boston beans, soybeans, green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen upon a bean, unless it is a cheery, cheery bean, boy. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jive, jive, and it loves me. Coffee and the tea and the jive and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, yeah. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup.
Yeah.
Oh, throw me that slug from the wonderful mug. I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Drop a nickel in a pot, Joe. I take 'em a slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jive, jive, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jive and me.
Yeah.
A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Born.
The station that makes you hate all stations. WESS. Epic Strategies Network.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Do you want
coffee? I just made coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants? Buddy, do you want coffee? Do you want coffee? I just made coffee. Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Does anybody want coffee?
Do you want coffee?
Who wants coffee? Does anybody want? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
Hey, listen, you. Not listening to Ralph Williams' podcast when he's live on Podbean is something seriously wrong with you. You gotta get yourself checked out. Go ask Dr. Fauci.
Having conversations about society. One cup at a time. Coffee with RW. Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Oh man, what is going on, everybody? It's been a long time. Happy New Year. There's a lot of things to discuss. Let's see how much we can get into it. Hopefully. But you know me and my clips. So, just in case you've missed what's been going on, let's give you a minute, which I found on Rumble. And all the links to everything that I play is going to be in the description box below. And it kind of sums up what we've been going through if you've been stuck in a rock somewhere. But before I do, if you guys have your cup of coffee, I do right now. So raise them up high, nice and high, and take a nice long sip for me. Happy New Year's to you.
The Chinese biological laboratory in Wuhan is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, which owns Pfizer, the one who makes the injection against the virus, which was started in the biological laboratory in Wuhan, which was funded by Dr. Fauci, the one who promotes the injection on the world stage. GlaxoSmithKline is managed by the finance division of BlackRock, which manages the finances of the Open Foundation Group, the Soros Foundation, which manages the French AXA Group. Soros owns the German company Winterthur, which built a Chinese laboratory in Wuhan and was bought by the German Allianz, which coincidentally has Vanguard as a shareholder, who is a shareholder itself of BlackRock, which controls the central banks and manages a third of global investment capital. BlackRock is also coincidentally the major shareholder of Microsoft, owned by the eugenicist himself, Bill Gates, who coincidentally is the shareholder of BioNTech and Pfizer, which, remember, sells a miracle injection, and coincidentally was the first sponsor of the World Health Organization of the United Nations. Now, that should help you understand more about how a dead bat sold at a wet market in Wuhan has apparently infected the entire planet. I will leave it at that.
There you go, guys. So I wish I had those clips for anybody that's a Dragon Ball Z fan. I used to be. I haven't really watched it now, but used to have that announcer guy come in the beginning of every episode last week on Dragon Ball Z. So this is pretty much the whole year of COVID. So that's what, in 2 minutes, pretty much, which is good timing, we were able to get all that information out there. So just for you guys to know, if you haven't known what's been going on, there you go. That helps. So everybody, I want to say thank you. It's been a long time since I've said hello to everybody. I hope you guys missed me. And I want to say thank you to those that reached out and said hello and that they miss me. And I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. A lot of things to discuss. It's been a while since my last show / podcast. So I hope you guys had enough time to go through all of them and listen and really take in all the information that I was putting out, playing. And as much as I want to be like the bigger man, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people have been saying this, but for those of you that are just seeing some of the stuff come out now, there are some of us that has been putting out that information for about over a year already. But since they were want to be vilified and called conspiracy theorists and the cuckoo guys and, oh man, you're reading too much into it. Well, there you go. So I just hope that enough people are noticing what's going on and the hypocrisy and how things are not exactly what it seems. And I think you can thank people that are getting banned, which is going to be one of the big themes of today's episode. We're going to be talking about the banning of Dr. Robert Malone, which, of course, everybody is blowing up from the Joe Rogan podcast, which was a great podcast, which I recommend everybody to go listen to, which I can't imagine anybody who hasn't. But I listened to it several times. Of course, I got some clips. There's so much good information on there that I can't just be playing clips of the whole show, which I would. I've done that. But I tried to get some of the clips that were relevant, that were easy to digest. I do recommend you guys listen to it on your own. So, of course, that's the Joe Rogan podcast, the Joe Rogan Experience. Dr. Robert Malone, if you are on the Discord server, then you can, I put it out there as well, along with some other information that was taken out of the podcast, which I have everybody do recommend checking out. So before I move any further, just to make sure that I put that out there, on I believe it's January 23rd. I'm not quite sure on the date, but it's in the description box of the podcast and on my Discord, where there's going to be a march on DC to eliminate these mandates for vaccinations and vaccinations for the children. So if you were really paying attention to what the information has been coming out, and for those people that have been touting out, what the actual data is, and not going by what CNN and MSNBC and, those networks have been putting out, the actual data, that there are some damages on children, and not only just with the vaccines, but lockdowns and everything in general. There's been a lot of problems with what's been going on with the way everything was handled. So, but before I move to that, I like to see, so I guess my niche is that I have no life, right? And with not having a life, which I don't mind, not a big social butterfly anyway, people who know me know this, but I do have, I do make the time to consume some information where the normal average everyday working person wouldn't have time to. So I take the time to listen to a lot of shows, podcasts, things like that, things that are informative, and I like to take the clips and play them so you get directly from the person's mouth what is being discussed, and information that I deem relevant and useful for you. So on that being said, you guys should go check out the Thrive Time show. I think it's called Thrive Time Show, Thrive Time Podcast, whatever. A lot of useful information. And I, of course, everything is in the description box below, so you can go check it out yourself. But here's a clip of a New York doctor that was being interviewed by the host. And he goes into discussion. He's going to be going into the discussions on his, of course, his credentials, because a lot of people want to know this. They don't want to just hear some random person like me. Oh, you shouldn't, you should take, ginger and whatever. It'll kill all the viruses. Well, no, they want to see somebody with some credentials behind it. So let's get into this clip here from the Thrive Time show podcast, I guess.
Certified in.
And this guy is based out of New York. And of course, the Thrive Time podcast also was one of the people that put out Dr. Zelenko's information, and we'll go into that a little bit later.
Certified in internal medicine, and I did my residency, 3-year residency at New York Methodist Hospital in Brooklyn. I've been working for more than 10 years now as a hospital doctor, so I've had a lot of experience really treating really acutely ill patients in hospitals, in ICUs. And I've also worked in telemedicine for 4 or 5 years, and I'm one of the few people in the world, I think, who's had this much experience. You know, I've treated more than 4,000 patients with acute COVID-19 with off-label protocols, and I've given ivermectin to another 30,000 patients for prevention of COVID-19. So in terms of experience with COVID-19, I mean, I think I'm up there in the top 0.1% of doctors in the world.
So,
and along with not only him, but of course, many other doctors like Dr. Zelenko in New York, who has taken care of over 7,000 patients with COVID. And I think with Dr. Zelenko, he only had, I believe, maybe one death, or maybe three, I'm not sure. but they're not the only ones that have been treating a lot of people. You have Dr. Peter McCullough, who has a great podcast with Joe Rogan as well. And you should go check out that episode. A lot of good, useful information. And some of the information that he discusses there, I'm going to be talking about here in terms of some remedies. Now, before I go into those, I am not a doctor. These guys are doctors. And they go through all the, rigmarole of getting on the information. So I'm not telling you what to do, how to, treat yourself. This is just putting out the information that, of course, as you all know, are being suppressed and blocked on social media and everywhere else. So if it wasn't for your regular old podcasters or regular old people on TikTok and Instagram and Twitter putting this information out, a lot of people would be pretty much at the mercy of what these people just want is more money. But he's going to continue on to this in terms of how he's been treating this. Virus.
Yeah. So, the most important thing is to make sure you get vitamin D. Your vitamin D level should be, at least the normal range, preferably above 50. That's something anyone can do. You can go and get your vitamin D level checked because it's really important. Some people have to take really mega doses of vitamin D just to get up to normal. So if you might be one of those people and it's just a genetic abnormality and it's easy to fix, you just got to take vitamin D3 over the counter. So that's super important. You can get quercetin. You can take that every day. That's over the counter. Zinc, have some vitamin C on hand. These things can just be taken every day, and then you can boost the doses if you get sick. In terms of prescription drugs,
When I heard him say quercetin, I didn't know exactly what he's talking about, but quercetin, I guess, is just a different way of pronouncing it. And on a side note, guys, some little useful information, but some little inside information on me. What was it? Maybe like two weeks ago. We went out to me and the family, and then came home. And somebody in my family got sick, and then of course I got sick. So, and then I developed loss of taste and smell. And it got me worried. I thought it was like pretty crazy, but it only lasted like 2 or 3 days, maybe 4 days at the most. Luckily, it returned. And I have to tell you, it was very, very humbling and scary because I couldn't taste or smell coffee. Now imagine how that is. Not being able to smell coffee right now. Luckily, it came back, though. So, we're good. We're good on that. And I've been taking a lot of the vitamins that are being said to take. And got over, fairly well with a lot of teas, a lot of turmeric, a lot of ginger, things like that. So, let's see what else he has to say.
Actually, another over-the-counter thing that's really important to have on hand is iodine and hydrogen peroxide. So if you have these in your house, you can actually create a mouthwash really easily that'll kill the virus on contact. So if you think you've been exposed, you can just rinse out your mouth with a 1% dilution of iodine and hydrogen peroxide, and you can actually spray it into your nose, or you can use a neti pot, which is this device that you can get from any pharmacy to rinse out your nose and sinuses. I mean, it's just
like... Did you just say...
Yeah. Yeah, he did just say that.
That iodine and hydrogen peroxide can be used to kill the virus?
Yeah, I mean, it's just killing on contact, It's just virucidal on contact, No virus will survive, contact with 1% hydrogen peroxide or iodine. And these are safe, you can take them. They don't harm your mucous membranes, your mouth.
Now, these types of things, of course, do your own research. and ask a doctor or whoever it is in order to figure out the right dosage, because can't have people, we don't want a former, you know, president talking about injecting something into their veins, because, you know, that's not going to be good for your data. What else did he say?
Through your nose, you don't even feel it going in. You know, if it is burning a little bit, you've got the dilution wrong. You know, it's too high, it's too concentrated. But, you know, this is simple. You know, this is usually in people's medicine cabinets already, and it's just the knowledge that's not there, right? It's not the awareness isn't being spread. And, you know, it's just such a simple thing, right? That could kill the virus on contact.
And there you go. Make sure you get it all right. Make sure you get it all right.
They're, you know, they're on the front lines, and they're just trusting the CDC and the FDA and the NIH. And
so now he goes into the details on what is being prescribed to people in hospitals and in doctors' offices, which are causing harm to patients. And I think everybody should be informed on this.
They're, you know, they're on the front lines, and they're just trusting the CDC and the FDA and the NIH. And they see that the guidelines recommend remdesivir. And they know that this can be deadly. You know, this drug can kill people. It does kill people. But they think, you know, you put yourself in their shoes, they're thinking, you know, the person's dying anyway, we might as well use remdesivir. The World Health Organization does not recommend remdesivir, which should be, you know, a red flag for everyone in the United States. And unfortunately, it's not. You know, we don't get a lot of critical thinking, unfortunately, in medicine anymore. We have blind following. That's how 99.9% of doctors, you know, operate. It's just blind following of guidelines, official guidelines. And, you know, maybe we could have trusted them 30, 40, 50 years ago. But, you know, I think the corruption runs pretty deep at this point. And I would not use remdesivir, honestly. And you don't have to get to that point, right? So if you are sick, you can take ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, fluvoxamine. I mean, there's a phase 3 trial for fluvoxamine showing that the risk of death is 12 times less for patients who take at least 80% of the prescribed doses of fluvoxamine. And it's a drug that's very similar to Prozac. And I think Prozac is actually better tolerated. And this is an interesting thing. You know, it's kind of a hack, a way to hack the system. And unfortunately, you gotta look at the surroundings that we're in right now, and we're basically in a war, right? You're in a war for your life in some situations, especially if you're in the hospital.
And with that being said, guys, let's take a little break. Let's take a little break, and please make sure to follow if you haven't followed yet.
Hey, do you want to get a heads up on your future? Do you need some spiritual healing? Do you want to know how to heal yourself from the inside and out? Well, go check out wholeeshift.com. That's wholeeshift.com. And get your reading today by Poetic, a renowned Reiki healer. Go check her out at wholeeshift.com. And with the holidays starting to come around, you can give that as a gift card to anybody for the holidays. That's wholeeshift.com.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Hey, does anybody want coffee? Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
Coffee with RW.
Oh, man. Yes. You know, it's kind of crazy getting back into the swing of things. It's been a while since I've been doing a show. So if it seems a little off, I apologize. But I want to say thank you guys for tuning in and for all the followers that I have. Remember, if you haven't followed me on other social medias, please do so. I am on TikTok, WESN Station, WESN Station. All the links to all the you know, social medias are in the description box below of the podcast. And please download WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, my internet radio station, and check out all the great shows. We got Teardrops of Hip Hop, who's another one of the workers there, who plays and picks up a lot of hip hop music and music other genres as well that normally you wouldn't hear on the radio. So that's pretty much the theme: alternative music and information. So speaking of alternative information, Dr. Malone, who has, for some reason, I don't know if this was done on purpose or what, but he was deplatformed, or, you know, got off of Twitter like a day before he went on the Joe Rogan podcast. And by doing that, you just cemented the information to want to come out more. Like, I wonder if that's done on purpose, but that's a whole nother thing, you know, to discuss. But Robert Malone has a lot of useful information that he put out. And I want to recommend everybody to check out the Joe Rogan Experience. I don't think he needs any of my help, but the information there is prevalent that everybody should listen to. So let's get into one of the clips from Robert Malone talking to Joe Rogan. And hopefully it helps.
Certified in internal medicine. And I did.
Sorry, I already played that guy. Let me get to the other one. Excuse me.
The jabs and the children. And one is, you know, resist that are willing, I'm willing to die on. One is stopping the jabs and the children. And one is, you know, resisting the erosion of free speech, which is the fundamental principle on which our democracy and our society, civilized Western culture, is built on. I like to say when I give rallies, do you remember back a couple of years ago when you felt sorry for the people in the People's Republic of China because their internet was filtered? They weren't allowed free speech. Their government told them what to do and think. Okay. Now, here we are. Okay. And the next thing that we all feel sorry about, social credit system. Okay. Wake up, folks.
Wake up. It's coming. If we give into this, we give into vaccine passports and having an app on your phone that shows everything you're doing in terms of your medical history. And they've even offered people extra credit. There was an article on Yahoo about having access to your browser history. And they framed it in this very positive way, that having access to your browser in history may allow you to receive extra credit. So you would be available. You'd have credit available to buy a home or a car.
So bingo. Okay. We already know what social credit systems feel like. We call it our credit rating agencies. Okay. And you know what those guys do. It doesn't matter whether or not, if it's on your record, it doesn't matter whether or not you did it or what the extenuating circumstances were. It's in their algorithm, and you will get your score, and your score basically will determine the tax on your access to credit in the form of the interest that you pay on the money that they have been given by the federal government. Okay, that's the way this ecosystem works. They get that money at a huge discount, and then they decide how worthy you are to receive it if you want to have credit. And so if you want to understand a little tiny version of the social credit system, it's right there in your credit score.
I think the only thing that helps us here is that this may be the one subject where everyone loses. People on the left, people on the right, people in the center, everyone loses if they impart a social credit system. If there is some sort of social credit app that you have to carry around on your phone, that determines where you're allowed to go, what you're allowed to do, we're all going to lose.
No, I disagree. The oligarchs win.
A very small percentage of the population wins, yes. Right. But I mean, the general public, the people that are divided about COVID, the people that are now othering each other and, you know, you losers who got the jab and look at you unvaccinated plague rats, this nonsense is going on. Maybe this will be the one thing that unites us, because we'll realize that this is tyranny.
Or if it won't.
See, now he gets it. They all get it. And if you guys didn't know, what exactly I'm talking about. Here's a little segment that I want to add. Since I'm kind of new to TikTok, I'm going to be picking out the TikTok creators of the day. And, of course, all of the lists are in the description box below. I just want to say it. And there's one TikTok that kind of goes into detail on the what is Agenda 21, so you guys can get a better understanding. What is Agenda 21 in under 2 minutes?
Agenda 21 is kind of a code name for a master plan originated at the United Nations to change the political and economic system of the world to one of total collectivism. And in order to do that, people must not be allowed to have independence. They must be dependent on the state for everything. Otherwise, they won't be easily controlled by the state. That means they can't have private property, mostly. They cannot have land of their own. They have to live in preferably high-rise apartments that are provided to them by the state as a benefit, so to speak. Oh, good, we got a free apartment. But they want, these people at the top want all humans to be dependent on the largesse of the state. That means that they don't want anybody living out in the boonies. Anybody that's got a couple of acres of land and his own water supply and can grow his own food and that kind of thing, or have some sheep or some chickens, these people are a threat to the collectivist society, because they aren't going to go to the politicians and say, please feed me, please clothe me, please give me shelter. They tend to be independent. That's the secret behind Agenda 21. They want people out of the country. They want corporations out there growing all the food and that kind of thing, but they don't want anybody living out there, because that way they cannot be controlled. In order to control mankind, we have to get them all into the big cities. We have to rack them up and stack them up, get them dependent on the state for their food, their shelter, their electrical power, their water, everything. That's the dirty secret behind Agenda 21.
That's a very telling information right there. So make sure to go research yourself. Check it out. They put it all out there, which is exactly what the World Economic Forum is trying to do. They put it all out there. There, it's blatant. They don't care. But going on the TikTok theme of the day, before we return back to Robert Malone, just on a side note, I just thought it was pretty good. The link is in the description box below. I hope everybody would follow and give this guy some ideas. So this is a guy on TikTok who I guess is a great movie buff. And I like to think that I watch a lot of movies, right? But he has these lists. So this is his top five B movies.
Number five.
His top five B movies. And I thought it was pretty good.
Number five is Pumpkinhead. Number four is Strapped. Number three is Gummo. Number two is Flash Gordon. Coming in at number one is The Toxic Avenger. If you have a different five, or you want me to do a different five list of movies that are in my collection by actor, director, or genre, let me know in the comments, and I will see you again next time at the Flicks.
I thought that was pretty interesting. Those are some good information. Good movies, actually. A lot of good movies. If anybody has seen the, what's that movie? Armed and Dangerous. I wouldn't even know if that's a B movie. It's a comedy. But it was a pretty funny movie with John Candy. And also Running Scared. Make sure to go check out those movies. Those might be considered B movies. I liked it. Anyway, back to Robert Malone. Here's another clip from the Joe Rogan podcast. Oh, wait, hold on.
but.
Sorry. Can you tell I'm a little rusty?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, you're rusty. Here we go.
Because there's all these rumors that you would hear about what a hospital gets paid per COVID death, and that the government gives them money, and that they're incentivized to make something, mark it down. It's not rumors.
It's not rumors. Now, I don't have the specific numbers at the top of my head. I'm not a hospitalist. I'm not a hospital administrator. But the numbers are quite large. There's something like a $3,000 basically death benefit to a hospital if it can be claimed to be COVID. There's a financial incentive to call somebody COVID positive. The CDC made a determination in year one. This is why all of our baseline data is junk.
What is the financial incentive to say that they're COVID positive? That's why the PCR cycles are ramped up so high?
You're asking causation. Right. I can tell you that the hospitals receive a bonus from the government. I think it's like $3,000 if someone is hospitalized and able to be declared COVID positive. They also receive a bonus. I think the total is something like $30,000 incentive if somebody gets put on the vent. Then they get a bonus if somebody is declared dead with COVID. Okay. So they have an incentive at the front end to declare somebody COVID case. The CDC made a determination that they were going to make a core assumption: if PCR positive and you die, that is death due to COVID. And so the extreme example, just to show the absurdity, if the patient comes in with a bullet hole to the head, and they do a nose swab, and they come up PCR positive, they're determined to have died from COVID when in fact they died from lead poisoning.
That's real?
Yeah.
So they've really done that with gunshot victims, car accident victims? I don't know about, victims.
Yeah, for sure, trauma and other things.
I've seen.
So even Joe Rogan is a little bit, and rightfully so, like, is this like really that evil? Like, I don't even know what's the right word to say, but are people really that? I understand, like, money is the root of all evil driving, but to cause harm to people in terms of using these treatments that their protocol, which is killing people, which I played earlier, there's some medication that they're giving people, of course, not only just on ventilators, but, you know, people off of ventilators, which are destroying their kidneys and making it worse for them to get better. Instead of implementing these tried and true old treatments that they have. But of course, as Robert Malone went into great detail on the podcast, is that the emergency use authorization, the power that they all have, because of the emergency use authorization, is only given to them because of the so-called no other alternative treatments, right? So that's something to think about. That's something to think about.
Absolutely true. And that's another fascinating variable, is we have COVID, we have mRNA genetic vaccines, and we have DNA virus administered genetic vaccines. That's the J&J here in the United States, adenovirus. Okay. And they all have these symptoms of clotting, brain fog, and other things. Okay. And so, as you know, this is basically, does it walk like a duck and quack like a duck? What is the common variable between those three very different systems: natural viral infection, mRNA genetic vaccines, and DNA genetic vaccines? Now, we don't see these problems, by the way. Adenoviral vectored vaccines have been in development for my entire life, 30 years. They're licensed adenoviral vectored vaccines. They don't have these problems. Okay, so it's something that's not intrinsic to the platform. What is it? The common variable is spike. Just to cut to the chase.
Spike protein.
Yeah.
And so the spike protein is probably causing all these problems with people who have caught COVID and also people who are getting the vaccine, but then the lipo, what is it? Lipo nanoparticles.
That's fine. That's a good term.
How do you say it?
I call them lipoplexes. Lipid nanoparticles is another
lipid
term.
Lipid nanoparticles. So these are the ones that are affecting the ovaries.
No, it's the lipid part of it in particular that goes to the ovaries, not the RNA.
And that aspect of it is not affecting men, but with men you have a higher instance of myocarditis. And why is that?
Good question. What is driving the myocarditis? So there are a variety of hypotheses about this. What we do know is that both the virus and these vaccines are associated with, here's another fancy medical term, microcoagulation or microcoagulopathy. The latter one being a disease of microcoagulation, small blood clots. Okay. There are multiple ways in which that can happen. It's clear that spike is associated with a variety of mechanisms that trigger coagulation, including an autoimmune one. Okay, so there's something about this protein spike is, whether it's in the vaccine or not, it binds to the surface of key cells through a key regulatory protein called ACE2. ACE2 is involved in controlling blood pressure, blood vessel tone, all kinds of stuff. If you activate ACE2 on the little tiny smooth muscle cells that wrap around your capillaries, that control your vascular tone, that's your blood pressure locally, okay? The ability of blood to go through those tubes. Okay, that's controlled. Basically, you've got these little muscles, cellular muscles, that control the contraction. It's kind of like peristalsis, if you know what that is, the kind of process that can move something down a tube, like in our gut. You know, the way we move food and waste material through our gut and eventually excrete it. That's peristalsis, the thing that brings it down through our esophagus. Same thing happens with your blood vessels. And when ACE2 fires off, when it gets activated, it causes contraction of pericytes and blocks these microvessels. And if you get stagnant blood in blood vessels, it clots like that. That's what it does. Okay. It's a normal homeostatic mechanisms. So there's that. There's the whole cast. So there's the effects on the local tissue, and there is direct effects triggering coagulation through a number of pathways. Now, what can cause myocarditis, pericarditis? A number of things. Autoimmune processes, which we also know are involved in some of the coagulation problems, and this kind of process of clamping down on blood vessels, which we know is happening.
And the autoimmune response, is this also in response to the spike protein? Like, what is causing the autoimmune response in people?
It's observed that it is happening, and it's happening with these RNA vaccines. It's happening with the adenoviral vectored vaccines. I don't recall literature that it's happening with the virus itself, but it may very well be.
I know quite a few people that have had viral outbreaks post, like things like shingles, herpes outbreaks.
Now that's another one. Okay, so now you're opening the compartment. Before, we were talking about cardiac and blood vessels.
Yes.
And we talked a little bit about the brain. We didn't talk about the strokes. We talked about the brain fog, and it's known that spike will open blood-brain barrier. Is this kind of concept, it's a little loose, but it has to do with the structure of the cells that line the blood vessels in your brain and what it allows to go through and doesn't go through. Spike causes that to become more like an open sieve. So things can go into your brain that shouldn't go into your brain.
A lot to unpack there. A lot of information. Maybe I could have saved that clip for another time. For those of you that geek out on those kind of things, have at it, you know, go listen to the podcast and go go over with a fine comb. One thing that did came to mind, I don't know if this is relevant. I always wanted to know if there has been any studies on those that consume animal products and the effects that the virus or the vaccines have on the body. if any of these things are correlated or maybe not. Just wondering if the spike has anything to do with animal tissue, you know, just wondering if anybody has that information, let me know and send it to me. So one of the things that I wanted to put out there is that a lot of this information is being suppressed. And the messed up thing about it is that people are going to their regular news and expecting to get objective information, which is really not the case. I put an article, excuse me, in the description box below by a gentleman named Glenn Greenwald. And he goes into detail on pretty much the media hiring state or former state operatives to work in the news anchor or in the news field, hence making the media pretty much the propaganda machine of the state. There's a couple of names that are mentioned in that article. One in particular, which discusses the some gentleman who has had sex charges brought to them, and yet nothing done, and yet still allowed to be an analyst or whatever on, I think it's on CNN, go figure, right? Of course it's going to be on CNN. But I do recommend you guys to go check out that article from Glenn Greenwald in the description box below the podcast. Very interesting read. Goes into a lot of history, which is being lost nowadays in the world today, especially with how our school system is being treated now. It's a propaganda machine. So going back, just to break the banana, here's another TikTok video of the day, which I do know the name of it. Well, I don't know, because he, of course, the ones that are relevant are being banned left and right. So he's had several TikTok accounts. One, the one that I got is from, he's called Kramer the Phoenix. And he's one of a big name on TikTok in terms of conservative thinking. And this is one of his videos, which I chose for it to be the TikTok of the day.
Just in case your history teacher forgot to tell you about this part of it, it wasn't just the bad guys in Western Europe, you know, the leaders of that party that got busted and hung in Nuremberg for their atrocities against humankind. It was also the doctors and scientists that helped, that perpetuated the lie. And the journalists, yeah, they all dangled together.
Did they forget to tell you that? I forgot that last part. But of course, please make sure to go find this individual on TikTok or wherever other social media he's on, and pay attention. I think the information is very prevalent. So continuing on in my my digging of information from the Joe Rogan Experience with Dr. Robert Malone. Let's continue on to some useful information, hopefully.
But our government is out of control on this, and they are lawless. They completely disregard bioethics. They completely disregard the federal common rule. They have broken all the rules that I know of, that I've been trained on for years and years and years. These mandates of an experimental vaccine are explicitly illegal. They are explicitly inconsistent with the Nuremberg Code. They're explicitly inconsistent with the Belmont Report. They are flat out illegal, and they don't care. And the only thing standing between us, and it's too late for many of our colleagues, including my, you know, the unfortunate colleagues in the DOD, hopefully we're going to be able to stop them before they take our kids.
What's wrong? What do you mean by the DOD?
The mandated vaccines for all personnel. They're mandated
for everyone in the DOD?
Yeah. You know, what's going on in the White House is a whole another hour's talk.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. back to Omicron and Delta.
So, of course, he goes into detail on one of the things that brought it to my mind and that he discusses is that some of the main concerns with these jabs, one is that it goes and it attacks the ovaries of females and the hearts of men. So why would they do that? They want to destroy reproductive organs, plus the fighting capacity of your men. I don't know if that's the case, but it seems to be bad. And just to put that out, and just to put this out there, Trump is the one that caused this to happen in terms of making them rush this.
Oh.
But I digress. That's a whole nother thing.
And one of the things we have to do, and the current one, and somebody else can come in and manipulate that, the real problem, and it gets back to your core point, we're sick as a society. And we have to heal ourselves. And one of the things we have to do is come together. We have to recreate our social bonds. We have to buy into integrity, the importance of human dignity, and the importance of community. That's how we get out of this. And I think that this insight of Matthias Desmet is really central to kind of making sense out of all of this crazy. We got a world in which the press is incentivized to push a storyline because they're all controlled by the same large funds that Pfizer is, and so is tech. I don't know how we're going to get out of it, but it's got to start with us, all of us, finding common ground.
I think one way we're going to get out of it is by realizing what it is. And by the way you just explained it and the way Peter McCullough explained it when he was on the podcast as well, this mass formation psychosis that we're currently experiencing, most people are unaware that's even happening. All these events take place and it's this perfect storm of the social media aspect of it, the fact that we are disconnected, the COVID, the separation, the isolation from society, the lockdowns. Also coming off of the 4 years of Trump, where we're so polarized politically, and this, it's become very, not just common, but accepted to other people, to point at those, the others, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats or the independents, whatever you choose
or
to
the,
make.
Or the unvaccinated.
Or the unvaccinated. That was what I was going to get to. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, spot on, right? You're not wrong there, guys. You're not wrong there. This polarization is going to be causing a wedge. I hope that the way we fight back is through legal means and not complying and really changing the thinking of the people. Because the mind is being warped to think that this collective thinking is the best way, which I don't think it's not, because we are individuals, man. You can't, yes, there are laws and things in place so that each individual can function in a collective society, but we're not all worker bees. You know what I'm saying? We're not all ants working in unison. We're not like, you remember those, the aliens in Independence Day? Right? Just collectively just going from one planet to another. I think that's what we're turning into, right? We're pretty much going to enslave and turn everybody here into one big collective mind until we figure out a way to make traveling to the next planet flawless with no issues. And then that's it. We turn this planet to crap. And of course, they're touting out, oh, we're doing this for the planet. Not really. Not really. Let me continue though.
Yes.
Okay. They're asking you to take more risk for your health in order to join their club.
That's what it is. And that's what it is. And it's a tribal formation. And it's people who don't have personal sovereignty and people.
Now, this is my main concern, pretty much. And what they're talking. This is myself, people close to me, trying to get me to take this jab. And if you've listened to the episode, he even goes into, I think he might go into it in this clip, goes into detail how, for those who haven't taken it, it could really, and have gotten infected and gotten immunity, it could cause problems. Why would you want to give people that risk? But no, but it's like he said, they want you to join the get jabbed club. And no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you, not talking bad about you, but you were quick.
Yes.
You were quick to take it. And then it's not your fault. They made it that way. They made it seem like it was your only choice because they did. They made you think that if you don't take it, you lose your job, you lose your livelihood. And now they're going to definitely not give that choice to your kids.
Yes.
Okay. They're asking you to take more risk for your health in order to join their club.
That's what it is. And that's what it is. And it's a tribal formation. And it's people who don't have personal sovereignty and people who aren't confident with standing by their own thoughts and objectively analyzing things outside of an ideology, outside of the tribe. Those people are very susceptible right now, and those are more common than not.
So, Joe, again, this is not me buttering you up, but this is why you're providing such a service to your country and to humanity, because you're one of the few voices that has an audience that is not Democrat or Republican or Black.
Yeah, and you're pretty much uniting everybody. That is the real nooks and crannies of this.
The jabs and the children. And one is, you know, resist. That are willing, I'm willing to die on. One is stopping the jabs and the children, and one is, you know, resisting the erosion of free speech, which is the fundamental principle on which our democracy and our society, civilized Western culture, is built on. I like to say when I give rallies, do you remember back a couple of years ago when you felt sorry for the people in the People's Republic of China because their internet was filtered, they weren't allowed free speech, their government told them what to do and think? Okay, now here we are. Okay, and the next thing that we all feel sorry about, social credit system. Okay, wake up, folks.
It was so... you know, impactful that I had to play that clip twice, but they're not wrong. They are not wrong. So the one thing that I want to drive home is that they're going to want to turn every country in the world a communist country, right? Where the resources, information is controlled by the few. And everybody else has to follow suit. And ask anybody from Cuba or any other communist country, right? That is a horrible way to live. You think that you're doing a service. And by ignoring your past, it's going to happen. We're going to be enslaved again, right? The only difference is that nowadays we have our little technologies that everybody likes to tout about. Oh, this is awesome. And it's going to be what keeps us enslaved, right? Back in the day, people really fought for their freedom because what did they do? They had to work 20 hours a day, right? Hard labor, come home and sleep, and then do everything all over again. Some of them died, right? But nowadays, they're just going to throw free money at you, give you a nice little VR headset, and you can go spend that money on an NFT or crypto or whatever it is that they have for you there. And you would like it, you know, and it's the unfortunate problem. And I'm not downgrading technology or it's a lot of it is good, but like everything else, it's going to be hard to really awaken what is being done to you when you're constantly being stimulated with tech. And I am guilty of this as well. I mean, come on. I just got into TikTok recently, like a few months ago, and I'm like on that all day because I'm like, oh man, I'm finding so much. And this is the thing, like I'm finding so much useful information, whereas the younger individuals may mostly are going to use it for, you know, their new trend on TikTok, right? And I've done it. I've done some of that. What is it? That light bulb thing. I did it the wrong way. Anyway, I'm sorry. I suck at it. But, you know, some people don't use the technology for empowering themselves in some way, right? Like we have so much information out there on what it was really like in Germany when Hitler was around, right? And a lot of things that people are just willing to gloss over, like, hey, these kind of laws were put out there so that this type of stuff does not happen. Same thing with the United States Constitution. There are laws out there, put out there to stop these kinds of things from happening, right? And yet we're willing to gloss over it because our minds have been so warped to believe that this country, at least, and this is what I say about religion. I make this parent. I try not to make my shows religious or try to push my religion on anybody, but I do believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ, right? But I also believe that there have been some rotten apples that have destroyed the main core of Christianity, Catholicism, you know, God in general. And the same thing has done with the country and people who get power. People that get power are corrupted. And of course, our Constitution makes sure that not one person rules over everybody, that the people have the say of how they want to be treated and governed. And unfortunately, I have a bad feeling that whole speech, even though the Biden administration is being sued by a lot of people over these mandates, and then he goes on camera and says that defeating COVID will not be done federally, that it has to be done by state, which should have been the case from the beginning. But that just feels wrong to me, that now it seems like they have a lot of your left-leaning states in their pocket, where they're going to double down on these mandates. And yes, it's going to be up to the states. And they just have to control these people that run the states. That it's been infected. It's not the COVID infection that's causing the problem. It's the totalitarian control over the masses that has been infecting our country and all across the world. So, and just like everybody thought that this new, what was he, governor, mayor of New York took over after de Blasio, and a lot of people didn't like him. They thought because, oh, we got somebody new that he's going to be any different. No, he's going to be worse. He already says that he's going to keep the mandate that de Blasio put in place. So that's why I'm glad that a lot of this information is coming out. Yes, I know that I've been putting out this information along with other people have been putting out this information for over a year. And oh, now it's just coming out now. And even though I was looked down upon and talked behind my back and thought that I was some lunatic and, oh, you're just another QAnon thumper. I don't even know what the hell that is. Right? I don't follow that. Like I said, I don't believe in people's titles, but I do believe in a person's obsession, right? Because a person's obsession is going to cut through the muck and really get to the core of whatever they're obsessed about. So if, I'm not going to believe a Fauci. What I am going to believe is a person that wants to get to the nooks and cranny of the actual data that has done the right job to get through it. But just because this guy has been running the NIH for so many years and has had a track record worse than Biden, then I'm supposed to believe him? No. I don't think so. And the worst thing is that there's people that are willing to just give their kids up to these jabs. This is the problem that I'm having. You guys, people know better, right? Or they don't know better, right? Or they should. They made their choice. That's what I'm trying to say. People have made their choice. You're not giving these kids a choice. You're making them grow up in a world where they can't hug nobody. They can't be around their elders. They have to wear a mask. They can't learn facial expressions. Making people depressed. I mean, I joke about it a lot. I'm an introvert. I know this. I have no problems being by myself, right? But there are people out there that do, that require social interaction, that need it to fuel themselves. And you're creating a whole generation of introverts, of subservient introverts. So, and a lot of the things that's sticking out to me is that these jabs are really going after the women and children. Yes, of course, the heart conditions with men. But really, you're going after the population. That's just what it boils down to. It. You're going after women and children. And even some people who have been, you know, I don't even know how to say it. I've been looked at as the bad guys, the criminals of the world in history, even they have standards. One of the people that I know of that come to mind is my buddy Tony Montana from Scarface. It's a wonderful scene when he has to go assassinate some diplomat, but they have to kill the kids and the wife. Now, to a crook and a bad guy, even they have standards, right? But I guess to some now, they don't.
Make you feel good to kill a mother and a kiss, huh? Make you feel big. Like you big man. What do you think I am? You think I killed two kids and a woman? I don't need that in my life. You damn fool! What do you think I am, huh? What do you think I am, fool? I'm like you? I told you, man. I told you. Don't go me. I told you. No kids. No, but you wouldn't listen. Well, you stupid. Look at you now.